I don't think the city is in firm enough financial foundation to be able to sustain itself. I think we've got another few years of work, and I've always maintained that I'll continue to do this until I'm very confident the city's not going to fall into the traps of the past, that it's got a good, strong, structural fiscal balance of where revenues on average each year are going to exceed expenses. I don't want to see the days of $1.2 million deficits each and every year until the fund balance goes from $6.8 million to the $0 in essence we inherited. Mind you, I also qualify that statement. If there's somebody more qualified who could do a better job and be even more vigilant, I certainly welcome that. And all I care about is the success of the city. And I just want to be confident that all the very, very difficult work we've done is going to have some sort of lasting legacy and greater fiscal responsibility.
You've basically just received the five-year budget plan from the City Council. Was taking a look at the future fiscal status of the city as projected by the council a factor in your decision?
Absolutely, it was. You know, a few years ago, we had developed a five-year plan where we thought that we could be out of the woods in 4 or 5 years. And as you know, those first couple of years were very rocky. We weren't able to implement as quickly or successfully some of the things we really hoped to do. We still are meeting a fair amount of resistance to some of the changes, either in reducing expenses or expanding revenues and expanding growth. As you know, that's an issue for our city. But until I'm comfortable that all the work has been done to create the efficiencies and expenditures and create the additional revenues through added properties, through annexation, through development, until I feel that those are in a very comfortable position, I just think it'd be irresponsible for me to walk away.
Some might say that it's a bit early to be announcing another run for mayor. Is it because of the five-year plan, or are there other factors going on?
Well, I don't know if I actually announced anything. People keep asking me, and I'm just the honest person saying I'm just not comfortable with the finances are yet. No, I absolutely agree. I don't think this is at the beginning of any campaign at all, but if people ask me, is my work done, I'll say no. If they ask me how long it's going to take to complete it, I'll say probably another 3 or 4 years. If they ask me, have you got the resilience and the determination to see it through, I'll say yes. So I think that's where that's been why we're at this place now.
Well, when you talk finances, for a lot of people, that's a very esoteric, you know, topic. And yet you say that you haven't finished what you want to do, particularly along those lines. So how do you define completing goals along those lines?
You know, that's a good question. What you see in the past, if you look at the history of finances in the city of Plattsburgh, we induce upon ourselves this boom bust. And what I mean by that is that for political reasons, people have a bunch of 0% tax increases, and then they realize just everything's gotten away from them. Then they have this big 30% tax increase. 30% tax increase, since it adds to that base, it's not like they do a 25% tax decrease the next year. That 30% tax increase is permanent. So about for 3 or 4 years, everything looks really rosy. And then they realize they haven't solved the problems because they've never done anything with expenses. So then they crash again after a few years of 0% following the 30%. And then somebody says, okay, time for another 30% tax increase. So every 5 or 6 years, we're having these huge tax increases. And we're going from this, like I say, this roller coaster ride. Councillor Kelly referred to the roller coaster ride in his analysis. I think that we need to get on a nice, even path, not a roller coaster ride. I think that's irresponsible. When I came in, we were facing one of those 30% tax increases again because of years and years of neglect on revenue enhancement or expenditure reductions, and I found that unfathomable. So we made some very difficult decisions back in 2017, as you know, to get it to be a little bit closer to sustainable, but we're not there yet. And I'm not going to be satisfied until we've created the growth opportunities that we can expect to rekindle themselves. We're not getting back into that boom-bust cycle anymore.
But if things go on a cycle, and you're saying you're not going to be satisfied until things are basically have evened out and things are in the good portion of the cycle, isn't it kind of dangerous to say, I'll stay until we're in a good spot? Because then you risk, perhaps down the road, a situation where somebody else is in office and you're back on the bumpy road.
Right. Well, what we can do is if we can make sure our tax increases are consistent with the tax cap each year, 1.5% or so, people don't mind if their taxes go up at the same rate as everything else goes up. They get upset when they go up by 10 or 20% faster than anything else. If we can be on that kind of path of regular, very small tax increases, consistent with the rate of inflation, consistent with the tax cap, and if we can build in 1% or 2% of growth, then the final element, if we can make sure we just don't go out and spend money galore, then we can stay sustainable. What we usually do, though, is we do one of those big 30% tax increases, which solves year one problem. And then year two, you got way more money coming in than before because you just had a huge tax increase. So people start saying, wow, wouldn't it be nice to do this and this and this and this? So they lock in these expenditure increases. They grow their payroll by 10% or so. And then in the 4 or 5 years later after that, when things start crashing again, that gap has narrowed and reversed again. Then people say, holy cow, what do we do now? Well, we can't lay anybody off because we just hired 10% more people. We better raise taxes by another 30%. So it's really a modest tax increases consistent with the tax cap, no bigger than the tax cap, some growth of 1% or 2% by making this a more desirable place, by encouraging new investment, by looking for additional properties, by selling more electricity to businesses that will generate jobs. But then the third part is that fiscal responsibility to live within our means and not to crank up expenditures. It's the cranking up of expenditures because we think we're wealthier than we are, because we're temporarily wealthier than we are, which gets us into trouble each time. So that's the institutionalization I'm trying to do here. We need to look at what a city ought to do and restrict what we do to what cities ought to do. If we want to do more, that's fine too, but let's do it as a partner with the county and the town and Beekman Town and Peru, et cetera. Let's not try to be everything for all people across the county, but have only the city taxpayers pay that burden. That's the mistake that we made in the past, and that's what I'd like to try to somehow institutionally remedy in the future.
Mayor Reed, with you moving forward to an eventual campaign for mayor, obviously the DRI has polarized some segments of the residents of the city. How do you think that's going to factor into a campaign coming up, whether you start this fall or later or even earlier?
I don't think it does. I'm concerned about the long-term economic growth and sustainability of the city. And obviously that means I take a great deal of hits from people who don't want the kind of development that Prime is willing to invest in our downtown. The largest investment in private investment in the city of Plattsburgh probably, or perhaps ever, not to exaggerate, but look around the downtown and show me where anybody has built out an entire city block before. I mean, it just isn't there. Some of the other ideas about developing some of the unused industrial capacity in developing the 170 acres we've owned for many, many years up beyond the field house in the city of Plattsburgh, to develop some of these properties that have lied fallow for so long, you know, it's going to take some time to do that. It's not popular with everybody. It upsets some people. Quite frankly, some people seem to even have a certain amount of resistance to see the city of Plattsburgh get ahead and thrive and survive, and et cetera. But we all need a well-functioning city of Plattsburgh. In the city of Plattsburgh, we're only 5.1 square miles, but we're the 5.1 square mile jewel, the only city in New York for 100 miles. This is important. We need to get this right. But we can't do that entirely on the backs of just the taxpayers of the city of Plattsburgh. This is a regional asset. So we need to have that investment. We need to have somebody who's going to work on that investment. We will ruffle some feathers as we do it because it's just changing the way things have been done for so long. but none of us can afford for the city of Plattsburgh to not thrive. You know, as you know, I've lived in other places than the city of Plattsburgh, but and when I lived elsewhere, I recognized that I only thrive in this region if the city of Plattsburgh also thrives. That's what motivated me to run in the first place. And unfortunately, my work is just taking a little bit longer and meeting a little bit more resistance than who would have thunk we would have had. So, you know, it doesn't deter me. I would wish that we could move more smoothly. Obviously, we're one of the first DRI cities to receive the grant in that very first cycle. We're now in the fourth cycle. There's other cities that received DRI funds well after us that are well ahead of us because they haven't had the sort of resistance we've had. And that might have been difficult to anticipate a few years ago. But it's not going to stop me. It can't. I mean, it can't stop any of us, right? We can't just step back and say, okay, we're just going to watch as the city of Plattsburgh slowly erodes away. It's just unfathomable for anybody in this area to think like that.
Well, since everybody knows you're running again, are you going to have a campaign kickoff?
Oh, I'm not campaigning for some time. Just I've been asked if my job is done, and I've said, no, I've still got a number of years of work to do, and hopefully I can focus far more on trying to improve the economic vitality and growth of the city than be campaigning. Given the climate, I think probably 6 years would be about the right amount of time that somebody would need to really do the agenda that I put forward. I mean, the DRI was pitched first in late 2015. We received the award in 2016. 2019, this is 4 years ago that we received the DRI. And yet, the average citizen can't see many signs of the DRI. We can see it on our Facebook pages, but this stuff takes a long time, especially if there's obstacles put in front of you, if there's roadblocks, if there's challenges, etc. Development, unfortunately, takes far longer sometimes than it really needs to, but that's the reality. And there's nothing I care more about than the sustainability of the city. So I'm just going to keep persevering until the job's done. And then when the job's done, I hope we can find a great, wonderful caretaker for the city that's not going to have the same sort of headaches that I had. But that's okay. It's all part of the job.